Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going, everybody?
It's all right.
Welcome to another episode of Stall It. Episode, you ready for it?
Here we go, finally. You've been waiting for this moment.
Oh, 140.
Okay, nice. We're here now.
There we go.
Here we go. 140. Episode 140 of the Stall It podcast. Are you all right after saying that?
Throat's a bit sore.
Is it horn? Yeah. You give it everything. Your face went red.
I can only imagine the fellas that are doing it.
Day in, day out. Day in and day out. Screaming.
Ah.
Do you think he goes to the shop? Goes up to the deli, throw out a chicken fillet roll and says, can I have a chicken fillet with mayonnaise? I can't even do it.
And how much is that? It's 140. Oh, so it's
140.
No, just 1 euro 40 cents.
140.
I'm after dropping my wedding ring. I'm after dropping.
Off to a great start here.
Darren,
what have you been up to while he's over there?
What have I been up to while he's over there?
You had some big news, didn't you? You have a new podcast, Darren. Yeah. You have two podcasts now, don't you?
I've two podcasts now, but this will always be my number one.
you've Stala,
uh-huh,
main episode, Stala bonus episode, and then
the Conway's main episode.
The Conway's.
Available every Tuesday
at 2 p.m.
Darren and Amy.
Little half an hour of yokes.
The story of Darren's proposal to Amy is very, very funny.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's pretty shit, isn't it?
objectively, yes, it is shit. But but knowing you can tell you put your heart and soul into it.
I didn't really.
You try it.
You wore a puffer jacket.
The North Face coat and a fucking pair of pajamas as if, like.
And granddad slippers.
And granddad slippers with the backs on them as if.
You could have stuck to heat, man. Do you always wear the jacket in the gaff?
It was Christmas. He likes to be cosy.
The North Face.
See, Amy's telling on him all these things. Like she is exposing the real Darren.
The North Face jacket is sort of like my house coat.
Yeah,
like a lagging jacket, a lagging boiler jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard some of the stuff you recorded when you were doing pilots about how you met and so on. And
the pizza and that.
Yeah,
I'll have to wait and hear about this one.
All his secrets are getting out there. But you still love Joe, yeah.
Yeah,
good.
Stall It goes on. Like, hello.
The show must go on.
But it's grand. It's grand to have the two on the go. You know?
Ah, yeah.
Keep yourself busy. Like,
keep yourself well busy.
Keep yourself busy.
Not only does the show go on, the show goes on stage.
Does.
We're doing a live show April 6th in Vicar Street.
Live.
As if you didn't already know. So get your tickets now. It's a Saturday night.
We'll be tears a bit.
Say no more.
There's a lot going on, I think.
Which is great.
Which is absolutely fantastic, and it's going to be great. And there's tickets on ticketmaster.ie, so if you haven't got your tickets, get them now. Get them now. What are you waiting for?
There's only a couple left.
There's only a handful left now.
You might miss it.
You might.
If you don't buy them now.
You might. Someone will. Someone will miss out on this, and they'd be raging.
And they'd be saying, oh, I really want to. I have to go to the next one.
Yeah, they'd be seeing all the Instagram stories and all the Snapchats. How much did you pay in a taxi coming in here?
24.
And you'll pay 24 going back?
Yeah, that's disgraceful, isn't it?
It should be free.
Yeah, I'm free now. Like.
What do you think about that fucking snow out there? Sludgy, crap, grey shit.
Met her and acting the bollocks. You didn't even fucking say anything about it. I woke up fucking blank.
As everyone was bitching about them giving warnings, like, oh, those warnings, it's all PC gone mad, nanny state culture. Like, well, fuck is, we won't tell you next time.
Yeah. I say fair play to them. That's hardcore fucking weathering.
They pulled a quick one on us. That's what they done.
They really did, yeah. So,
oh, yeah, it's supposed to be, that's a bit cold tomorrow. Fucking
they called the country's bluff.
Because you have to prepare yourself and get up like a good bit earlier than normal to be. What the fuck is going on out there with the traffic and all?
It looked so lovely. Like, we got up in the morning and the sun was rising and it was snowing and stuff like that. And it was like orange and white and it was was I just gorgeous.
Like, looked out my window and I'm like, fucking, what a Guinness ad this is.
Yeah, yeah. Gonna see a Clydesdale clopping boy now in a minute. Like, I said, I woke the kids up. I said, look, it's snowing outside. And I said, oh, wow. Fucking magical. It was magical. But then we start getting ready and it's fucking, you're going out and it's freezing. Go, put your coat on, put that on.
It's just,
and then you're slipping
sleep.
Around. You're like trying to get the snow off the windshield. And today was pajama day in school as well.
Oh.
Pajama day? Pajama day in school. In this bleeding weather. Freezing. Well, people going in gowns.
Nobody knew it was this weather. It was surprise snow.
Madness. And then they had like Trinity College brought in the engineering team to the school. And it was like the Formula One race team came in and were just like driving around Formula One cars, little Formula, like go-karts kind of thing. Now, it wasn't...
That sounds fantastic.
You can't do that in the snow either. So they were just like, well, here's a Formula One car on the back of a truck. And we'll see you next year.
I feel like a fucking idiot when I'm walking around and I feel like a right dope. I have to talk about this. Did you see that fucking Willy Wonka yoke?
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God.
This. We have to talk about this.
It's so shit, I want to go.
As soon as I seen it, I was like, that is something that Joe would get stung with if he was in Scotland on a trip.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'd pay to get on a flight to go over there and then be stung with it. I feel like I want to meet the person who organised it and interview them on the podcast. Say, what the fuck are you thinking?
I seen a tweet, right, by, do you know Mango?
Mm.
He said, the Glasgow Willy Wonka thing is gas and all, but anyone with a childhood in Ireland in the 90s has been to at least one of these yokes growing up.
Yeah, always half-arsed. Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
Like, I Santee feel like experiences when you were a kid is just like a warehouse with a Santee and it was advertised as fucking the North Pole.
Yeah.
You know?
There's some shit ones, all right. Easter. Easter is not done well in Ireland.
No.
Like, the Easter Bunny is just, like, flimsy as fuck, and it's really bad. I don't think we even do Paddy's Day well. I think we do Paddy's Day really badly. I think the floats are shy. I remember the floats used to be so much better. The Paddy's Day parade?
Oh, yeah, when I was a kid, there was, like, it was massive. Big floats.
Yeah, like, huge.
You're floating over floats.
That's possibly because you were smaller. Your memory is that they were much bigger, yeah.
Quite, I don't know. I feel like there was just more money put into it years ago. It's the Celtic Tiger and all.
Maybe. I would have thought it got bigger.
I think it got small. I think it intentionally got smaller because the roads got smaller. Or a height restriction, like they couldn't go above a certain height. Because the Lewis lines or something like that, they can't hit.
They used
Lewis
to have big blimps like going through. Not like blimps in the sky, but like just big fucking huge things.
Yeah. There 100% is a height restriction on the floats now. Because there was one last year, and it was the tallest one, and you were talking about why it couldn't be taller than that. And it even included, like, the person that was standing on the top of it had a pointy hat, so they had to measure even where that height, the height of that hat went up to. So I don't even know if that's worth a Google or something like that. But it was a lot better. It was a lot better.
Going back to the Wonka thing, did you see the photos of it? It was advertised with AI, like, they made the posters and shit with AI. But, like, looking at them, I was like, the posters for it, it's just like a cartoon, fucking, there was no actual setup or anything of what it looks like. But they were giving, like, kids a jelly bean, and, like, as a little treat. One jelly bean and, like, a fucking glass of Tesco lemonade.
There was a video, probably the most popular video, I don't fucking know, but there was, like, a mirror, just like a single stand mirror, and Willy Wonka was, like, walking the crowd through, and then it was just, like, a man behind the mirror going, woo!
It was like, they wrote the script with ChatGPT or whatever.
There was a script?
There were scripts for, like, Wonka and blah, 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 and all the people, the Oompa Loompas and stuff, and they asked ChatGPT for the script for the yoke, like, and it gave them this, like, mysterious character that lives in the walls. Just like, nah, it's nothing got to do with Willy Wonka at all, does it?
It was awful. It was absolutely awful. And I loved it. I feel like that's better than it being all right. Like, that got more publicity. Like, if it's exceptionally bad, it's like a Nathan Fielder stunt. Like, it's like they intended to make it really, 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 really shit.
And take everyone's money.
Because it contrasts so much with the magic of what Willy Wonka is supposed to be. It's supposed to be this elaborate, amazing chocolate factory. And you're never going to make that. So go to the other end of the spectrum and just make it crap. Just make it shit. And he did.
Like,
and
really?
Everyone thought, and I would pay 100 quid. 100 quid a ticket to go through that. I would. I really would.
Would you?
Yes.
Just for how shit it is?
Yes.
And how they pulled it off?
It's like something I would have done when I was a kid. You know, I used to do ghost trains. And I'd, like, go out someone's back
and we'd make like a little ghost train. We'd rip black bags and we'd just pull them through on a cart that carried milk and stuff. Like, and we'd be just like, woo! Like, we'd dress people up in masks and they'd go, wah! And that's what it was to me. It was like it was made by 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
The Imaginarium. The parents were going mad. They were demanding, like, the kids were crying and shit.
Yeah.
Called the police, like.
They called the guards. They did, yeah.
Like, what's going to happen to the organisers of that? Like, does everyone get refunds? Or is it like, well, like, you just pay for it, so.
It is what it is, I suppose. Like, there's nothing you can do about it, you know? Paid for an experience. This is the experience.
I think you should do an experience like that over here with something else.
I'd love to. In Butterley Park, there's a bunch of warehouses, and that's where I went to see the Van Gogh experience, and it's where I went to see the Klimt experience. Like, they change it, they rotate it, and it's a big space, and I'd love to do something really shit in there.
Yeah.
Something really crap. I would. People would go to it. People would go to the shittest thing. But what's coming up? St. Patrick's Day. I do an experience where the kids have to get rid of the snakes.
Get a photo at the end on a little shitty backdrop with a leprechaun.
And it's a 6-foot man just dressed as a leprechaun.
I think, like, they ran with Willy Wonka. As you said, it's like a spectacular fucking film to look at. And
yeah,
to experience that in person would be magic for kids and all. And then just to get there and just be so disappointed with, like, crap shit they just rented off a website. And
right, I have one. Father Ted experience. So you walk through one room and it's like the house.
Yeah.
You walk through another room and it's like the lovely girls.
Can you make that shit though? Yeah, how do you sell it so big?
Shit, anyway.
That's great.
But then you'd be satisfied.
I'd be rubbing me fucking hands together.
Yeah, the idea is someone shows up and
you've sold
goes
this.
Through your experience and then comes out so angry at how ripped off they are, they call the police.
How about you do it, but it's a cross collaboration with the Catholic Church. So you're basically just charging people to go to Mass. Huh? It's like an entrance fee to go to Mass. And everyone will,
and it's just in fucking the industrial estate around the corner of Miagaff.
Well, it's in an actual church then. But just someone's dressed up like Father Ted, which is literally a priest.
And it's just actually Mass.
So you've just made money off people. You put a sign outside the church. Don't even tell the church you're doing it. Just call it the Father Ted experience. Loads of people are giving you £10 entrance. £10. Go on in. And then even leave a tip jar at the end. Did you ever see The Apprentice?
Yes.
Last week they went over to the Shetland Islands and they have this touristic experience where you get to blow glass and then you get to keep the glass. It's like a bottle. You've made a little bottle for yourself. But then they charge you. So you're literally doing the work that it takes to manufacture the goods and then they're charging you for the goods and then they're charging you on top of that for the experience. The experience is just a labour. That's free labour, basically.
That's a good way to piss people off.
It's the charge for the labour.
Yeah.
It happened to me in Tenerife when we went to this place called Monkey Park. Right? Only I do that, I know. It's pretty popular in Tenerife.
Monkey Park sounds like it could be very disappointing if you didn't have monkeys.
So there was loads of fucking monkeys, right?
In Monkey Park?
Loads, man. Only monkeys. Well, there was a couple of turtles and stuff. Tortoises. But when you get there, you have to pay for fucking the food to feed them.
Yeah.
It's like money on top of money. Like, yeah. It's like, I just paid like 20 quid.
You feed them?
Yeah.
So you're literally feeding the animals.
Yeah.
It's free labour. It's not even free labour. They're being paid for your labour. Can I walk for you, please? Here's money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like going to a restaurant and then washing the dishes.
I do that as a
restaurant
gesture.
Experience.
Yeah, cooking the food. That's like going to a restaurant and cooking the food.
I think we're onto something now.
Right. You think we're getting there?
I think.
Could you have
getting people to pay for your experience, like whatever that is, and then have them have to do the labouring.
Sheep sharing.
Oh, yeah.
The Americans would swallow that up. Oh, it's a Airbnb experience. Yeah, come in and shave me sheep for me. I mean, you love it. You get a jumper out of that at the end.
200 quid a ticket and then just like make stew and everything.
And then your sheep get sheared. Great. Or milk the cow. Be a farmer. Be a farmer for a day. You milk the cows, you shear the sheep, you herd the cattle, you pay 500 quid and then you get a sticker at the end.
What about like the suburbia experience? Live an authentic Dubliner's daily life and the Americans come over and they come around to your house and they come in and you're like, yeah, well, you can hoover, you can make the dinner, you can...
They'd love it. Like, I done an Airbnb experience where I went and I made stew.
You did?
I feel like I just made a woman her dinner and paid her for it.
That's did you get to eat the stew?
Yeah. I got to eat it, but so
was it standard, like, just a stew?
It was a stew, yeah. It was a stew. And the house was on Ballybock Road. And I was like, fucking hell.
Just go show you what you can actually fucking set up.
And take the piss out of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Monkey Land with no monkeys.
Monkey Land with monkeys.
But if this, our Monkey Land would have no monkeys.
Well, fucking or terrible Monkey Land would be Monkey monkeys. Land and the monkeys are on screens.
Or, yeah, that's good.
You know?
Yeah.
Or sea monkeys.
Yeah.
That haven't hatched yet.
Monkeys on fucking screens. And you think, set her up. Oh, yeah. Visit the monkeys. Put that into fucking AI.
Yeah.
Give us a photo of monkeys, humans, blah, 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 enjoying this experience, then sell it.
That's cool.
Then you get there and it's just on screens. It's just King Kong. You're watching King Kong.
So in this theme park, you have shit monkey land.
Monkey bars.
You have the farm where you do all the farm work.
It's not a theme park. It's an experience.
Experience, sorry. The experience.
The Stalit experience.
Stalit experience.
It's like going to Tato Park and peeling the potatoes.
anything Stalit specific that could fit in here?
See, this has to be really shit. You're selling it big and then it's shit. You don't want to give them anything good.
Come watch Darren Conway playing Screamer PlayStation Crisps. In his sitting room through his window.
Or Scream at Crisps.
That'd be a good experience.
Mm.
And then when they get there, it's just playing on a television, the ad. We're not even there. Like,
just be like, that's me there.
No, we're not even there. We don't need to be there.
Oh, right, okay.
Shite experience.
What if it's someone that just looks
Carbo
like you?
Carbo photo.
Yeah. Someone that just looks like you shouting our crisps and then I just like replace the flat crip and just put the crinkle crip down and then everyone claps and moves on and the next group comes in and they just do the same thing.
You get a photo at the end with the cardboard cutouts from the live show.
Mm. And then they go into the next room and they have a little fry with someone that looks like me.
And then it's like 20 quid to get the photos. Just sent it on WhatsApp.
And then you can get a fake Rolex at the end in the the gift shop.
Yeah.
And it's like just
shit.
Really like pound shop quality shit Rolex. But you pay 100 quid for it. Or do you have to order it? Do you have to order it and it doesn't come until 6 months later?
Just to get the full experience.
The full experience. Authentic.
You get a bowl of chicken soup.
If only it existed. If only it was a thing. Then you have to walk through a room of cobwebs. Ah! This is shy. Ah, this is crap.
What the fuck? In the worst location ever.
Mm.
Would you put a roller coaster in it?
Yeah, but like a really shit one that just someone pushes it around. What about like the Walsters, but it's just a man swinging them around in like a trolley?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty
good. That's good.
Do you want to go faster? Tenor.
Let me hear you scream if you want to go faster. Hey, too loud. Keep it down. What about a room where they walk through and they're given like a chicken fillet roll, a bottle of Lucozade's and a coffee slice.
And then you take...
And someone robs them.
Someone robs them, but you have to pay 20 quid.
Yeah.
And you get to keep the coffee slice. That's class.
You like that?
That's class.
It's absolutely not.
Well, I feel like anyone that listens to the podcast will be like, oh, I got me money's worth there.
I do.
This is exactly what I wanted. Like,
yeah.
So you walk through the next room and it's just a picture of Barry Keoghan with his back turned to you.
Yeah, you can take a selfie with him. And then you can say, you can claim to be mates with Barry Keoghan as well.
And Barry ignores you too.
But the people that don't listen to the podcast and go to this as like a family day out, they will hate it. And that's what we want, really.
I mean, what are you going to the Stalit experience for, though, if you don't
know?
It's
just another experience. Like, families will just go, oh, look, this is in town.
Mm.
Like the way you do. Do you know the way? Oh, look, look what's happening here.
Yeah.
You just go.
And all of the podcast is just you complaining about things. So just in a room, just surround sound, hearing you bitch about different stuff.
You could walk through a room and I'd just roast you for a few minutes, give you a bit of stick, make you feel bad about yourself, then send you on your way.
Mm.
Complain about the government a little bit. Complain about society. I'd complain about the experience. I'd be like, what the fuck did you spend 100 quid for coming here? It's fucking stupid. Think of the amount of things you could have done with that money and you're here.
You could have, based off last week's episode, you could have the pool hall that you could have, that could have been.
Yeah.
Joe's pool hall. Whatever strange elements you would have brought to bear on that.
Just have a game of pool. And then I'm laughing in the corner with loads of money. And you just get a membership card. You don't get to play the pool, you just get a membership card. The pool is just for aesthetics.
I like that.
How much are tickets?
100 quid, I'd say, at least.
Down, yeah.
Has to be enough to really piss you off. No refunds.
It's selling it in the artwork, though. Like, the Walsters will be the Walsters.
Yeah.
In the artwork.
Score a goal for Charlestown Athletic.
And then, like...
kick a blowaway ball in.
The artwork is, like, fucking Messi taking a penalty or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Charlestown Athletic experience. And it's just, like, a little tape recorder in the corner playing the sound of crowd noise. And then a kid's football goal and a shitty...
Cup champion.
Plastic.
Yeah.
Cup champion ball, yeah. And you get to do a sue, but that's an extra tenner.
Yeah, just keep adding it on.
And then if you want a picture of you doing the sue, that's an extra 20.
Absolutely, I agree with you. I think it should just keep going up everything.
Yeah. Keep on adding on.
Yeah. You'd easily spend a grand with a family of four in there for the afternoon.
Yeah, bottles of prime there as well, if you're thirsty.
15 quid a pop. And then, like, you can have, like, a bar at the end But every time you order a drink, Darren reminds you to drink responsibly every sip.
Yeah, even if it's a blackcurrant. And every time I say it, it's an extra tenner. And like, they have no choice, so I say it anyway, so it's a tenner. And we have that card detail, so like, we'll just take it.
Just
we don't agree with it.
Now. Just literally robbing people now.
The worst experience ever. Like, that'd be on the billboard with my name underneath it. You know the way they have quotes from like the Irish Examiner? Amazing.
Then you could be like
Joe McGuggan. It was fucking
shite.
We told you. I mean, what did you think it was going to be?
Like, I actually think it was going to be good.
Take a shot of Lee Harvey Oswald.
Take a shot of a cardboard cutout with Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
With a pellet gun.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say a spud gun.
You shoot him.
Yeah, it's or like your chance to.
You are Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, no. Yeah. And who are you shooting, JFK?
You're shooting JFK. Yeah. Or else, do you want to be JFK getting a pellet gun into the back of the head?
Action man in a Barbie car.
I feel like reversing the roles, and you can be JFK getting his own back.
Yeah.
On Lee Harvey Oswald.
Or maybe you could be Jackie and like a melon explodes in the car and you have to see how fast you can grab all the bits of the melon and put it back together.
I think that'd be too much costs.
The melon?
Yeah.
Yeah, melons are
like
expensive.
Lots of melons. Like, melons like everyone. A couple of thousand people going in and out. Like.
But we could just use the same melon and just like throw it on the back of the car and say, and your marks say, go.
I don't think that'll go down well.
Do you not think so?
No.
The Americans wouldn't really be into that.
No.
Taking the shot though, they'd like that.
Potato gun.
Potato gun.
But it's JFK shooting Lee Harvey Oswald.
Mm.
I'm saying.
Oh.
And then you can get video of it. And it's the tenor.
That's too fun. So I think the experience is you're Lee Harvey Oswald waiting for the car to go by. So you just get to sit in the library for half an hour.
Nice.
And you get to drink a Dr. Pepper and eat a ham sandwich or whatever.
But
you
that's might. Extra.
Well, if you want, yeah. If you want a Dr. Pepper or a sandwich.
It's what? How much?
How much is it?
About 80 or something.
About 80 quid, yeah.
Airport prices.
Yeah.
Do they get to the point where he shoots him or?
Yeah, but then they have to leave. Do you have to leave then?
Just trying to get just downstairs like, in five seconds or whatever.
Yeah. You have to get out.
Okay. We'd probably need a taller building though if we're going to reenact that.
Oh, no. It'd just be a screen. It'd be a screen and it'd just look like he's the outside of a window and you just
stand. And we just get a box and they run up and down those. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't overthink it. Like, you know, you can overthink it and it'll cost you.
That sounds good. Yeah. Anything to do with the Unabomber?
You get to write a letter to the Unabomber.
Oh, very good.
Just on a piece of paper with a pen.
And the stamp costs 50 quid.
And then you put it into a box. And then someone comes over and says, oh, they're going to be going out for delivery.
Yeah.
Like a actor that's a postman.
Yeah. Like the Santa Claus, you know, when you stick your letter in the post box. Like, you know what I mean? It's not really going to Santa Claus, is it? So that's not going to be leading the Unabomber. So.
But you make believe, like, kind of. And then I think there should be an extra price on top of, like, the postman having to pretend to deliver the letters.
Yeah.
Fucking rinse them.
You give them a AA battery and a paper clip and you can make your own bomb with this.
Yeah, a couple of toothpicks and a bit of glue.
Mm.
Yeah, Pritt stick.
The Unabomber experience, yeah. But like,
then you can play an explosion on a screen and say that's what it would be like if it went off.
But it's just the end of Oppenheimer we play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the explosion and that.
after everyone does, you have to rewind back to before the explosion.
It's just on loop. Like, it's just on loop. Everyone's standing by. They've seen in Oppenheimer where everyone's standing by waiting to see the explosion. It's just you with your AA Duracells.
Let's see how that would look. And you play and go, oh, well done to you. Oh, that's a big one. Fair play.
Wow, went off this time. Well done. I killed loads of people.
You evil bastard.
You're very evil.
You can live in a cabin.
Yeah.
If you want to stay overnight.
Mm. Yeah.
Just a wood shack out the back of Joe's house.
I think that would be very expensive. You'd have to do like hotel prices for that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's the VIP package.
But I think that's out of budget for a lot of families.
Mm.
But if you want the full package, you have to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, this is it.
Sorry, like.
This is the gold Lee VIP package. You can stay in my shed overnight.
What kind of souvenirs would you get? Did you say you'd have a shop with souvenirs?
You'd have to exit through the gift shop, yeah, of course.
I say just get key rings and then put little photos in them.
Yeah.
And like a Frank and...
You could have like pug teddies.
But that's too expensive and too good of a
G-lays.
Gift to give someone for them to pay for, like something.
G-lays would be good, yeah. Get your own G-lay.
Just get them from Pennies and then just resell them for like 50.
I said fake Rolexes.
You can get
your fake Rolexes, which is just, you know, when you go to Doyle's or the pound shop years ago, and they used to be just like a plastic watch that didn't even tell the time, but you just had a maze in it with a ball in it.
Oh, yeah.
And you had to get it into the middle.
Get like a fucking Mosney t-shirts.
That would be fucking amazing. Actually, that would actually be amazing.
That's too much. I don't want
that's
to give...
That's too good. But we could get plain white t-shirts and just draw Mosney on it. I'd have to sell Charlestown Athletic jerseys.
Yeah.
Of course.
Very expensive.
They'd be...
Premium. VIP package. 500 quid, like, you know, not everyone's going to buy them, but when they do, you're making 500 quid, like.
500 quid for a jersey.
sorry.
On top of everything else, like.
What about the Viking that came to my gaff?
Yeah, we've nothing about you being haunted here in this.
Yeah.
That's do
the ghost train thing.
Do the ghost train through one of the rooms.
Okay, that's all the different hauntings you've had.
Yeah. And it's just a load of hooly-goolies going, ooh.
Just be a load of fucking green and black bins around the room. And then just get a strobe light and then just like, have the people jump out like with fucking scream masks on.
Yeah.
Could it just be a room with just green and black bins and strobe lights?
Yeah, and a brown one. Brown. Of compost ones as well.
That's it, and you're just told the haunted house.
Yeah. Or the skeletons, you know, the skeletons, that the glow-in-the-dark skeletons that you hang on
just
your
a load of fucking stuff from Dale's and
the pound shop. Yeah, hit the pound shop and just see what we can get.
But the wheelie bins is good.
As you're going through, does someone push the wheelie bins at you?
Ah, no, there's a rope. You're going to pull yourself along on the trolley.
Oh, okay.
You know, we need to keep people down to a...
Like the da can pull the kids in the trolley.
Yeah, yeah. Or get down, the da can push the kids in the trolley.
But if you want, the da can get in the trolley as well with the kids, but then like the person that works there will pull you along for a fiver.
That's a lot of staff.
That's too much staff. Yeah, that's where you just need a rope one end to the other and just kind of pull yourself along. Like that, you know?
I do really like the idea that a haunted house is just you're walking through it in a trolley and it's just people throwing wheelie bins at you.
Throwing wheelie bins?
Pushing the wheelie bins at you. That's all it is. And strobe lights.
We'd be closed down.
And if you complain, just like, that's a haunted house. Have you ever seen a ghost? No, well, how'd you know that's not what a ghost looks like?
Mm. Would you rub Frank?
At the end?
Like, yeah.
Oh, as a part of it.
Just have Frank there and you can rub him.
Oh, just get a
tenner.
Do you know them fucking... Do you know them things that used to be in supermarkets or anywhere really? Of like, it's like a dog money box thing for the blind.
Yeah, yeah.
Just get one of them. And then you have to.
They make them as pugs.
You could put a lot of money into that, and you can only rub the dog if you put a tenner in its head.
Like, who's gonna stop you from rubbing it? So the security guard comes up and drags you out. Yeah, you didn't put a fucking tenner in there. You had to rub them.
And then obviously all the money in that will go to the blind.
No way. What? Straight into my pocket. Fuck that. Come on now. Not a bleeding charity we're running. It's a stall experience. What about like you're sitting in college and someone just like, you're sitting in a chair and someone says, you're not enrolled here. And then you just have to leave.
I think that's amazing, but we're giving them way too much.
Too much.
Yeah, I feel like that's a great experience if all of that's in it.
Yeah.
4 or 5 rooms, seeing a wall.
Keep it simple.
But then I kind of want it all. Because the family, like people that don't listen to the podcast would hate it. So
and it's cheap anyway, like, you know what I mean? You just need to fill it out. You know,
I kind of want to fucking do this now.
The live show should be called the Stala Experience. We'll change it now to the Stala Experience.
Yeah, if you've already bought your tickets for the live show, you're going to have to bring cash on the night. It's going to be a lot of stuff happening.
Come to the Stala Experience now.
Because they don't want Northsiders coming onto the Southside. That is my stance and I'm not changing it for anyone. I can't believe people still use Snapchat.
Yeah, I haven't used Snapchat in years.
It blows me mind. All the kids still use it. Sometimes people ask you for a selfie, and you take a selfie, but you don't take it on the camera roll. They take it on Snapchat.
Because it has special filters, is it?
Is it? Like, surely you can take a normal picture on your phone and then just bring it into Snapchat.
People have, like, a go-to filter that they use for all their photos.
It's mad, isn't it?
To make them look... prettier.
Yeah, but then
you
look like a fucking idiot though, you know what I mean?
Like a fucking anime character.
They give you eyelashes and all, they make you look like you have big eyelashes and all, and you're like, that's what the fuck, who's that?
Like something out of fucking Dragon Ball Z.
I look sexy, what's going on?
I don't look like that, how did you do that?
How do I get that filter?
Make it real, make it authentic.
And I thought Snapchat died out like 2 or 3 years ago.
So did I.
My sister still uses it. She's updating on Snapchat pretty regularly the last week because she's over in Dubai. Dubai is in the United Arab Emirates.
Correct.
Correct.
And Dubai operates under 2 kind of laws. There's a civil law and then there's Sharia law. Do you know what Sharia law is?
I don't.
It's against the law to be gay. Moisiestar.
Across the board?
Across the board.
Like, is that in place for the whole country, like?
The whole, yeah. And Dubois is probably the most lenient. Dubois is, like, the least likely to do this. But they could, by definition, chop off our hands and our feet.
Even as a tourist?
Even as a tourist. So before she went over, I was like, are you for fucking real? Because I found out the day before she went over. And I was like, are you for fucking real? Her just being there is against the law. And they could lock her up or they could cut her hands off or cut her feet off. Her just being there.
That is mad.
It's mental.
Cut her absolutely hands and mental. Feet off. Like.
And I was saying, like, I was trying to make her aware of this because, like, it's unlikely to happen, but it could happen. But she rolled the dice and she's updating her Snapchat and stuff now. But before she was gone, she was like, they won't know that. They'll think that were sisters or something like that. We'll say that were sisters. I'm like, yous don't look anything alike. And yous are the same age.
At least say cousins. And is she in any way worried over there? Is she cautious? Or?
She doesn't seem to be. Like, she's putting up pictures and Instagram stories and Snapchats of her on boats with, like, bottles of Malibu and drinking Heineken, which is illegal as well. Like, you're not allowed to drink. But if you're in certain places, they kind of just operate under their own.
Can you do fucking anything?
Can you do anything?
Yeah, the way it is, like, all these laws.
Very, very strict. Very strict in the Middle East. Dubois is probably the most lenient, like, the least strict.
Mm.
But still, it's mad. But, like, it's this glamorous, beautiful, like, the Burj Khalifa. You think of the beautiful fountains, the beautiful seas, the beautiful dunes, the beaches, the buildings. It's amazing. It's incredible. But they operate under such a strict kind of law, like, it's mad, but that's the law over there, and you know that going into it. So I'm like, why the fuck are you pointing yourself? She's still there.
Why is she gone?
Why is she? It's a good question. Because she wanted to see the Burj Khalifa and she wanted to see the lights. I know. I have no interest in going to Dubai. Absolutely zero interest in going to Dubai.
That's just a big building.
Yeah,
and not like a historic building, just one that loads of money and probably slave labour paid for.
Yeah, lives paid for. Like, people died building that thing. And just, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't appeal to me over there. Like yourself, just wouldn't have any interest in going there. Do you have to wear the, what are you called?
Not in Dubai, not really in Dubai. I mean, you have to dress moderately, like, conservative, but, like you wouldn't be going around in a short skirt or you getting your tits out and you'd be arrested for that in public, like, in the street.
Imagine getting locked up.
What a little Google.
Imagine getting locked up over there for wearing a skirt. Just getting locked up forever.
Well, you'd get, I mean, if you wore a skirt, you'd definitely get locked up.
I think I'd get away with it.
No, you'd be arrested. They'd be like, actually, no, do you know what? He is fucking sexy. He is so sexy in that skirt.
Actually, leave him. He's all right.
What about him? So we arrest him. No, actually, he's all right. I like him in a skirt. It's so mad, though, isn't it? Like, they could, like, chop so my sister's, like, hands off. They could cut our hands off just for being gay. Mad.
Have you checked up on her?
I mean, if she's still posting on Instagram, she still has her hands.
She's still typing, yeah.
She still has at least one hand. And then she went over, and the first place that she put up on our stories was Nando's. Like, why would you go to fucking all the way to Dubai just to go to Nando's? She texted me the night before she went because part of me was hoping that she'd just say, do you know what? I'll go with the loss of the deposit and I'll just bleed and head to Salou instead. I said to her, text us when you land and let us know how you're getting on. And she says, I will. I'm not going the loss of the money, even if that means I'll have to die. And she said on the day, I was saying, what the fuck are you doing? You shouldn't be going there. Like, it's not for you. And then she says, why would you make somewhere so nice if you're just going to cut people's hands off? Like, in earnest, like, she said, oh, fuck's sake, why would you make somewhere so nice if you're just going to cut people's hands off, for fuck's sake?
Is there anywhere very dangerous? Actually, this is inspired by a question we had to talk about bollocks a couple of weeks ago. Is there anywhere very dangerous that, if you knew you'd be safe, that you'd like to go?
Compton.
Would you like to go to Compton? You could have went to Compton.
I wanted to go to Compton when I was in LA.
Yeah.
Just remember that we were looking up things. It was like the Compton tour.
Tour? You could drive through.
Where you go around with ex-gang members and have a tour of Compton. And I was talking to an Uber driver over there and Amy was, like, real interested in, like, seeing Compton, going to Compton because of, like, NWA and films and whatever, like. And he was like, if the two of you go there and just, like, walk through, you're getting robbed.
Yeah.
But part of me feels like someone from here would say that about
Ballymun
or the likes.
Yeah.
Air areas.
And they'd be dead, right?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't. No, of course you wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't.
Would it be the same kind of perception? Yeah. Do you know that way, Joe?
We went to see, myself and Darren went to see Niall Horan on the weekend, and after the show, I brought Darren to the Bridge Tavern for the first time ever.
Yeah. That's, I knew that was something.
Yeah. So that's good. Yeah. That was kind of like, you thought.
I had a perception of the Bridge Tavern as gangland paradise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like some sort of like feud happening between the lounge and the bar or something.
Like a Wild West saloon.
Like just at least one pint glass getting flung off a wall.
Yeah.
Or anything. No.
Nothing.
Yeah. It felt like I was in the Shamrock.
Yeah. Nothing but hugs and handshakes.
Hugs, handshakes, and you're doing very well for yourselves. Lots of that. Yeah.
But when you're with...
We went to Noel
Hill. The man over here.
Well, he was trying to decide. I was yesterday's news in there. They were like, who's this? The
bollocks about him.
Like, darling, come on.
Fresh me.
But you thought that... You said that you had that whole perception of...
It's because of the stories you told us about...
About the bridge.
Do you know, like...
I love the bridge. Even I say a bad word about it.
Even off record... You'd tell me some stories about, sitting in the company of this fella and like...
Oh, well,
shady, like he's known around the areas. And I was like, I wanted a bit of that. I thought that would have happened.
You got a bit of that. There was people there that were dodgy as fuck.
They were fucking not.
Well, in that moment, you were...
Dodgy on my friend. That's about it. Dodgy on the fee.
There was lads now taking photographs with you that would have been well-known gangsters and ganglands fucking...
So that's who's paying the bills.
That's who's paying the bills, yeah. That's who's keeping the lights on, man.
Part of it all, the whole time. But really,
there would have been people there, yeah. There was like two or three people there that you'd be, that you could tell a story or two about. Like, but you wouldn't know. That's the whole point. That's what I'm saying to you. Like, this is fucking grand.
It's like, all right, they're into this stuff. They've done some bad shit, but like, they feel like sort of just normal.
Mm.
Just having a point like everyone else.
Yeah.
That's like, the perception that needs to be squashed.
Yeah. I'd like that. I think that'd be nice. Like, I'd like to see more Americans going, wow, in the Bridge Tavern. It'd be a bit of crack, wouldn't it? It's real fish out of water stuff.
It was for me.
Yeah, it was great though.
Then again, like when I was there, I was like, I've been in pubs like this countless of times. It's just another pub, like.
But yeah, I'd say it would have been the same for Compton. Like, maybe you would have been held up at gunpoint and robbed.
Would you, like?
But I'd say if you were like, this is mad, man, then he'd be like, oh yeah, shit, man.
Could you pull out the... I'm just from Ireland.
I think
from Dublin. They wouldn't know, you know where Ireland is. But like sometimes people, like if you said Dublin, they're like they wouldn't know what that is. Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, if you said Ireland, they wouldn't know what Dublin is. But if you said I'm from Ireland, they'd be like, oh wow, shit. I'm sorry, man. Right, you're one of us. We just have one of your phones, one of your wallets.
But I just wondered when I was over there, is it like what it is? Like I know it's obviously there's crime in that area. But is it like the perception of the areas over here that are known for that? Is it the same?
Do Ballymunners actually rob your runners?
No. But someone robbed my runners in Finglas before, so technically, yeah.
Shit, did they really rob your runners?
Horse, yeah.
Someone robbed your runners?
Yeah.
Why? Were they good runners, like?
Mm.
Did he have runners on?
I got them in Spain.
Were they fake? Holidays.
No, they were real. Out of a shopping centre in Spain when I was a kid. They were baby blue Air Force.
Gorgeous.
A bit controversial at that time. People would have said, like, they're girls runners. But they weren't. I liked them. I liked the colour. And
so did he.
Someone else liked them. No, they didn't actually rob them, but they tried to rob. They were like, a part of the confrontation was give us them runners, man.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
And you like it?
Anything else.
Like they like Mike.
Gone. Hiding in guards and all, knocking on strangers' doors, pretending it's my gaff. He's going to hit me.
Did you do that? Did you ever do that? I done that before.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Please take me in. Please keep me safe.
Oh, I talked about it before. Ran into a restaurant in Temple Bar.
Oh yeah.
There was like fucking 10 lads surrounding us in Temple Bar for our phones. And one of them had a hold of us. And I just got this brainwave to like, now in that moment you're full of fear that you just stand there like a statue and just go with it. Yeah. Well, I was like, I could just run. I'll just do that. And I just did it and ran into a restaurant.
That's literally fight or fly.
Yeah, yeah.
And you chose fly.
Yeah.
There's actually another thing. So there's fight, fly,
kite,
and freeze.
Freeze, yeah.
Which is like...
Freeze, that's normally what you do.
Yeah, that's what I do.
It's freeze and just like...
Take a box
in the head. Like a fucking mannequin. Just passing over your items and just taking a box.
Yeah.
I was like, that instant second, I just legged it. Gone into a restaurant and I'm like, there's just like a waiter standing there in the restaurant, full restaurant, people eating, fancy kind of restaurant. And I was like, look, I'm just need to stand here for like 5 minutes because them lads out there are trying to rob us.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, no problem, do you want a glass of water? And I was like, a Coke maybe? Coke? No.
We've been in so many. I feel like I want to add something else to it. If anyone ever finds themselves in a situation where they're about to be battered or robbed or something like that, I'd like to throw in, cry. Yeah? Cry.
Oh, no, that's fuel.
Like, if somebody's, give me a fucking phone.
And
now,
start crying.
Just go. I think they'd be like, oh, jeez, I'm sorry. You get sympathy.
I'd say they'd see it completely vulnerable.
Yeah.
And rub their hands together and double down. 100%.
Yeah, I think, like, you're banking on them, the possibility they have a bit of humanity. Because you got to be pretty cruel to keep going if someone starts crying.
I think there's a bit of humanity in everyone, though.
That's what I mean. That's what you're banking on.
Yeah.
But I think Darren's right, too. That might just be fueling the fire.
I think a better option would be if they were like, give us your phone. If you just went like,
give us your phone.
And just start screaming and making mad faces and all.
Yeah, yeah.
That they'd go, what the fuck is this fella on?
Go crazy, like.
Just go, start pulling your hair out and everything.
Punching yourself.
Yeah.
Robbing your own phone.
So that might be a good
phrase.
Freak out. Just become a complete nutter.
What about doing a little dance? Foy, fly, and dance. And they'd be like, what the fuck? Or foy, fly, and kiss. Go in for a kiss. They'd be like, get the fuck.
Well, they'd really fucking go up you then.
No, but then, like, the more they go off, you'd just be, like, acting more and more turned on. And they'd be like, this is fucking weird. Keep your phone, you fucking weirdo.
It's been the most obscure you can be in that moment. That just doesn't make sense.
Kiss?
Like that, yeah.
If I swear to God, if someone starts on me, I'm going to try meet them. I'm going to go in for the wear.
It's also called shifting for anyone that doesn't know what meeting means.
Foy, fly, phrase, and me.
Foy, fly, phrase, or dance off, bro.
Oh, we ever cornered? We ever threatened? Or robbed? Or intimidated? What would your reaction be? Phrase?
Invite them off for dinner.
Be lovely.
Probably, yeah. I don't know. When I was a teenager, I say mugged. All they got was a cream egg on the dart.
What the fuck? That's on par with my story.
Yeah,
about
we need to hear this story.
Well, I was just sitting on the dart going home and these...
How'd you eat your cream eggs?
These four lads sat down around me and just started straight away. It took them, I'd say, about 15 seconds to start getting aggressive. And one of them started coming through my pocket. So I was like, what are you doing? And then he goes, you got a cream egg. And I stood up, I was like, right, I'm getting off the next stop, stood up and got a dig in the side of the head.
Jesus Christ.
And
it was all.
Yeah.
I think, then I sort of pushed my way through them and I got a couple of knees in the head and that sort of thing.
Oh.
But other people, I was only a teenager, like, only other people on the train didn't.
Yeah.
It's a horrible thing.
It's only happened to me when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Do you know where it happened a lot? And I just thought this place wasn't like that or didn't have them type of young fellas in that area was Bray.
Yeah.
And I always thought Bray was like, when we were from Fingus, when we go to Bray.
Yeah.
It's like, Bray, yeah, we'd own that place. Do you know the way? And you get there and it's like, I remember going to a carnival out there and there was just young fellas punching people.
Happy slapping.
No, but literally just going up, watch this for a dig, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Punching like owl lads and stuff, you know, just fucking nasty, nasty shit. Like
legends.
Joe, legends. Dude, that one slipped me. Did you not hear him saying that?
Legends. I heard him, yeah.
Okay. But like, it's just like mad. I just thought Bray was like fucking not like that.
Yeah. Like, you know, there's scumbags everywhere. But there's something humiliating about going to Bray and getting battered because it's lovely.
Yeah, I know. That's what we were like. Where the fuck? What the hell is this happening?
This is the seaside. Bray? This is the beautiful seaside.
This is like fucking fish and chips and ice cream shit.
Yeah. This is candy floss land. Don't be smacking me on the beach, man. What the fuck? It was the same with Tramore.
But
I went down to Tramore and got battered down there.
Very easy to get battered on the beach, though.
Do you think so?
Beaches.
Get battered in Tramore.
Beaches are magnets for that kind of carry-on.
Carnivals are magnets for that kind of carry-on.
That's very true.
It was in the carnival down in Tramore. I got a few smacks chased around the Walsers.
For what?
For the crack. No reason. No good reason. I think, actually, to be honest, I think my brother was trying to chat up a girl down there and the girl had a boyfriend and my brother didn't know that. So then, you know, I didn't know. But that wasn't enough. They had to give us a hiding. And me and all. But they had a little brother or a little friend of their own. You know, I would have been significantly younger than my eldest brother. But, you know, they parted the group.
Younger lad there as well to go
Someone
for
Someone get little Jerry there and batter him as well. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, do we all have to get a hiding here? Can it not just be me brother? But yeah, no, we all took a licking.
It did kind of happen a lot. Would you go to the country or anything when you were younger? I think, like, the non-dubs can smell the dub off you.
Yeah.
They just want to clatter you.
They want to put you in your place. Like, and it's real animalistic, isn't it? Like, they want to just, this is my territory. That's my girl. I'm going to batter you now. But it's a horrible feeling.
I'd love to fucking see it happening somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, if I left here after the podcast, I'd love to see that happening. Like, obviously, nothing happened yet, but it's happening.
Yeah.
And I'd love to just go out and go,
hey,
fuck off.
Yeah, stop that. Stop that now.
Because they just fuck off because you're like a big outfit.
Yeah.
You'd hope so. If they don't, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, you never know these days.
No, you wouldn't.
Bleeding shank me or something, and I'd be fucking have to spend the night in the matter.
Before lads bleeding, booting the head off some outfit, I'd walk right by. Don't see that. Blinkers on.
I'd love for people to send in their stories about that, them kind of things happening.
Yeah.
They're really interesting. And I'd say it happened to like, it goes as far as 9 out of 10 people that's happened to. Easy.
Ah, yeah. For sure, yeah.
Me and my mate were going on a spin years ago, and he was going through town, and he used to play football for like Kevin's or something, and he used to play like Sheriff FC and stuff like that, and he was like, he used to always say, "Mommy, take a spin down to Sheriff." You know, for messing, like, you know, but you know what that's like, it's fucking mad. Well, it was then, I don't know what it's like now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh no, man, please, because he's telling me all these stories about Sheriff Street and like blah, 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 and Nocturnes and all this, like. And I'm like, oh no, man, we just like don't bother, like, because I just don't, like, fuck that, like, do you know the way? And he goes all the way down, and it's at night, and all these young people stand in the middle of the road and block the car, and he had crutches and everything. And they're like, pull off for a bit, we have a quick chat, like, no real friendly, like, but if you're going to, I'm not going to just go out and go, what's up, man, how's it going? Like,
do you know hey, what friend.
I mean? And that was real scary.
Yeah.
I was in Istanbul once. Did I tell you this before? And someone tried to kidnap me.
What? No.
So someone tried to rob a crate on the train.
Maybe, yeah.
And now you got fucking nearly got kidnapped.
I was in Istanbul just for the night, just going between places, and I was there on my own and left my hotel and went around to have a little mooch around. Fascinating city. Great to see. And as I was coming home, there was this square I was crossing. It was totally dark. Nobody there. And a car pulls up beside me. It's just some fella, I don't know, late 20s in it. And he's like, where are you going? Just going back to my hotel. Thanks very much. Do you want a lift? No, thank you. He's like, get in the car. Go, no, I'm okay. Thanks. Get in the car. I'm fine. Thank you very much. And he got more and more insistent. He's like, get in the car. And eventually I just, you know, the fight kicked in this time, which was good.
Get in the car, he was saying.
He was saying, get in the car. Kept saying, get in the car, get in the car. And I just roared at him and he drove off. I was fucking terrified though.
I wonder what he would have done to you.
Well, I don't want to know.
I kind of do. Like, it's not like you're a probably sexy girl.
Probably had a present.
He might have had a present. Maybe he just wanted to show me around, yeah?
Yeah, tour guide.
Yeah.
A little nighttime tour
guide. Good Samaritan, yeah.
I'd say a party is thinking, like, what did he want? Oh, they just being curious and got in.
I was walking home from a night out. I might have already said this, but it's a very short story. But I was walking home from a night out with me mate. And about 4 o'clock in the morning, a car pulls up beside me. And he just said, fairy dust. And I said, what? There was two of them. So the passenger was talking to us and the driver had something on his lap. And he just said, fairy dust. I went, what? And he goes, what you mean, what? And then your man lifts up a gun. And I was like, we just kind of went, don't know what you're talking about, man. Don't know what you're talking about. And he just goes, fairy dust. I don't know what, no. Like, I don't know if he was offering something, asking for something. I don't know what he was at. But we just we don't, like, hands up in the air, like, please don't shoot. I was like, no. And then he just rolled up his window and drove off. I was like, what the fuck was that? What just happened? That was mad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fairy dust.
Yeah, fairy dust.
Is that a code for coke?
I don't know.
Or ketamine or something?
Like, why wouldn't you just say coke or something? It sounded like it was a code word, and if you knew what he was talking about,
you were getting then shot.
Like, he'd say fairy dust, and then you'd say wooden door, and then he'd be like, right, get in. The deal's about to happen or something.
Why would he show you the gun?
I don't know. It's so fucking weird. It's scary as shit. I was like, we are getting shot here right now. Because we don't know what fairy dust means.
You kept the story about someone pointing a gun at you until very late in this discussion.
Because we didn't get battered. It was just that's just a mad, scary experience.
Wow.
Yeah.
Me and Amy were parked outside my mask off years ago. And someone walked by with a gun. Walked by the back of the car. Like, just walking down the road with a gun.
Yeah.
Like, in his hand, a pair of gloves and a belly. And I was like,
fuck off.
I swear to God, like, yeah. I swear to God. Oh, shit myself.
Yeah.
I was like, we need to go now because we could be a witness to a potential fucking murder here, and he'd come back and just blow our heads off.
You're worried about being a witness? I'd be worried about being a victim.
No, the fact that I seen him, like, and he's like, oh, there are fucking people in that car, and then he come back, like, my heart sank when I seen that.
Yeah.
I was walking down the street before, I had just got off the dart. I was walking down one side of the street, and there's a fella coming the other way, and he just stops and leans down and pulls a sawn-off shotgun out from behind something. It was like behind a bush or something like that, and puts it down his trousers. And I'm walking right past him. I'm going, would you not have waited till I was gone? I'm pretty sure he saw me. So I fucking picked up the pace, got to the shops, ducked into the shops. I was like, he's after fucking seeing me. See him.
Yeah.
Nothing ever came of it, but weird.
I was in a pub this happens regularly enough. That is, but just on the topic of guns, there was a fella that I know, hadn't seen him for a while, but he was in the pub. And I was like, James, you're looking well. Like, you're looking buff, like, you know what I mean? And then he was like, oh, it's a bulletproof vest. And I'm like, like, he lifted his top up to show me the bulletproof vest. And I'm like, all right, okay, well, Jesus, why the fuck do you have a bulletproof vest and I don't? And I'm sitting with you, for fuck's sake. Why don't we all have bulletproof vests? Like, if you're the only one with a bulletproof vest, we're all fucked. And you're the only one who actually fucking survives. And if you're wearing a bulletproof vest, then you're probably fucking... Oh, I don't know. It's fucking mad. But it happened so... Like, he looks, like, stiff. His chest looks stiff. Like, a bullet would not get through his chest. He was like, oh, it's a vest, man. I was like, what do you mean it's a vest?
It's a very save-yourself moment. Like, everyone else around is getting it.
It's so mad. You'd be in the pub loads of times and you'd be just, like, seeing someone wear a bulletproof vest and you'd be like, fucking hell. If you have to wear a bulletproof vest, don't go to the fucking pub. Like, what are you doing in the pub?
It's a proper saying from Love Hate.
I swear
you
to
watch,
God.
Watch, look, hey, don't go to a pub with a bulletproof vest because there's a good chance you get shot in the head.
If I knew that there was people out for me, I'd be gone. I would not be in this country. There you go. Here, thanks for listening to another episode of the Stala podcast. Don't forget to get your tickets for the live show because it's going to be good.
Yeah.
6th of April in Vicar Street. Tickets are available now on ticketmaster.ie, so get them.
If I don't see it there, sure, you may as well not listen to this podcast anymore.
And I do. Keep listening. And if you can, come to the show. And if you want, bring a friend and a couple of tickets. But there's not many left, so fastest finger first. Diddly 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 diddly. Talk to you next week.
See you then, boy. Take care of yourself out there.